Where's that beach?
Which,
That is that a beach?
I know, actually, yeah, this, like, it was here when I moved into this room.
Was it? This was here.
Oh. And I actually kept it because it makes me think a lot about my, you know, Calabria. When I'm, my mother is from Calabria, and that's where I was born.
Okay.
And it's on the sea. And okay. There is, like, the sea is there. And it's like,
funny how, like, a picture of a beach could be anywhere, isn't it? Like, there's no way of identifying a beach.
Yeah, true.
By, like, that could be Wexford.
Absolutely,
or
yes.
Or it could be Calabria.
It could be anything.
Calabria,
or it could be
that
even
right.
That one close, that beach that is close to Rome as well. But what I like about this one is that, you see, there is a path. Like, I decided to keep it because there is a path.
Yeah.
And you don't really know where it brings, but mm-hmm. you just gotta, like, continue on.
Yeah,
the path.
No, I like that.
It's like very, I don't know, there's, like, for sure, once you walk through, there is a beautiful landscape of the sea and everything, but you don't actually see the sea. But you know that the sea is there.
Yeah.
You don't see it, but you think that it's there.
Yeah.
I know, I love it.
It is, it's gorgeous.
Yeah, but I think it's an IKEA one.
Do you know what? The bang of IKEA off that, actually, you're probably right.
I know.
What was I going to say? Your man from Bumble texts me, do you think I should go on a date this weekend?
Yes, why not?
I don't know. I haven't gone on a date in ages.
I understand. Me neither. Like,
I don't think I've gone on a date since before I went to Paris, actually.
Really?
Yeah.
That was September. When was it? No, August. No.
July.
July?
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, but you know, like, sometimes you do need a little bit of
a break from men.
Yeah, from
man.
man. I said man. No, like, in general, like, because sometimes you do need a little bit of time for yourself.
Definitely.
Even for being, like, a little bit connected to yourself, and then you can really communicate with others in a better way.
Mm.
You know?
Yeah.
I think it's good. Yeah, I didn't go in any date lately,
yeah.
To be honest.
You don't
date
very often, do you? Yeah, well, fair enough. You're very busy.
Yeah, but I should find that, I don't know. Like, I've been in on the apps, like, just in the last few months, really. Yeah, I never used them before.
Yeah.
And then I decided to explore them. I was a little bit skeptical. But then I understood that it's just, like, another way of meeting people.
That's
and there
it.
Is, like, there are people of every kind in there. So I found it very, very nice as a tool, you know?
Yeah, I use it to meet people. Like, I don't like to talk endlessly on it. Like, I'm like, if we have a few chats, I'm just like, okay, can we just meet face to face and see how we get on? Because sometimes you can talk to someone amazingly over text and then meet them and it's not
and
there.
Then, no, in fact,
yeah.
No, I think that it needs to be, like, the little step, like, very short, and then just meet the person, because otherwise, well, you're going to just create an idea of the person in your mind.
Exactly. Yeah.
And that's never
yeah.
good.
Welcome to Pre-Drinks at Layla's, the podcast where I, Layla Beattie, have a drink with the guest and discuss the topic du jour. My guest this week is the fabulous singer, musician, and a dear friend, Luisa Anibalis.
Anibali.
She's such a good friend. I don't know how to pronounce her name. Anibali.
Of course. Anibali. Yeah.
Beautiful.
No, you said it right.
I've only ever seen it written down. So.
Yeah, I know. In fact, people get so much confused. If you don't hear it,
yeah.
It's impossible. And this happened to me with all the Irish names.
Yes.
I make so many mistakes every time I need to present introduce musicians.
Irish names are fucking hard, though. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's true. Very, very hard.
We are having rosé with an ice cube in it because I'm a disaster. Yeah. And forgot to put the bottle in the fridge.
Imagine. And it's,
but it's,
like,
nice. It's fine.
It's like
watery.
Lighter. It's very watery and it's like a light rosé.
Yes.
I like
and
it.
And we're not at our home in the Bernard Shaw. Oh, cheers.
Are we going to
cheer? Sorry.
Chin.
We're not at our home in the Bernard Shaw. We are in a lovely studio that is your bedroom.
Yeah, you can
thank
call
you.
It a studio.
Yeah, thank you for having me here. my bedroom is undergoing a remodel at the moment.
Yeah, so I saw that.
It's not clean yet, but we're getting there.
But can I say something? Like after you said like my name and he was wrong and I was correct, he was like, just thank you for having me. You know what I mean? Like I'm so glad and honored to be here.
Oh, I'm delighted to have you. We've been meaning to do it for a while now.
I'm telling you.
So yes, we live, in case you're wondering why we're talking about our bedrooms, we live together.
Yes.
We live in a house of 9 people, as you might have heard before. And yes, the house has been very peaceful. Lately.
Yes,
it's
like
undergoing
it.
A little remodel of its own because we've been sprucing it up, haven't we? Mm-mm-mm. Getting there,
and we have 2 new housemates.
Yeah,
little ones,
little babies,
little hairy ones.
I got cats, guys. Lenny and Agnes. So that is why if you follow me on Instagram, I don't seem to go out anymore, and I've gone really boring. It's because I have 2 cats, and all I want to do is stay at home.
Of course.
So yes, talking about home, I'm pleased to reveal the topic du jour is...
Okay, I was a little bit worried about like which
hit it,
topic.
Niall. Home, it's home.
A home
during
is
the musical interlude, Louisa
oh
was very
God.
Confused. Home is the topic.
Oh
yeah,
wow,
let's
okay.
chat about home.
Yeah, no, I was worried, in fact, which one was the topic. But yeah, you said home. So
everyone
like,
seems worried. I don't know why. What
I
kind
don't know,
of impression I get.
Sometimes
give.
You want to prepare for like something, but the reality is that it's not good.
No, I'd rather... Well, I don't really let anyone have warning about the topic unless it's like going to be a particularly serious one because I'm like, you know, let's just have random chats.
I agree.
So... yeah, where do you consider home?
That's a very nice question. I was just like, you know, a few days ago, I posted a video for my first ever release of a single. And this video has me on the beach of Calabria, where my mother
oh,
is from.
Where the beach is?
Yes.
Oh my God, that's beautiful.
I was actually thinking, like, is she asking this question because I posted that? Like,
no,
because I
didn't
did that post. Actually, that's what I'm saying. The post. I said, like,
oh God, sorry,
this
I didn't
is
read
like,
it.
No, don't worry.
Like, just watched it. I was like,
but
beautiful
you know,
beach.
You know, so many things about me that, like, you don't need really to go on the Instagram. Like, you already have me here every day. So, like,
yes.
it would be too much. But basically, yeah. It's this beach from Calabria, from a little village where my mother is from and where I was born. And it's called Cetraro, this little village.
Okay.
And so there is the sea and there is like another scene in which I'm in the garden of my grandfather's, like
oh,
of the
beautiful.
Of the house that my grandfather's, that my grandfather and grandmother bought. On the 50s, and that is home for me, you know,
okay.
because it's the place where I was born,
yeah.
and where my mother is from. She moved in Rome when she was 18, and most of my family is from there. But my father is from Rome,
okay.
and I grew up in Rome,
okay.
so I always felt a little bit from Calabria, and but I lived my life in Rome,
mm-hmm.
but I was going there every summer, Christmas, Easter, and so I always considered both. They were like my home.
Yeah.
And now Ireland is my home as well. Mm-hmm. Dublin is my home as well. It's like
good, I'm glad.
What I was saying in the post is like, as an immigrant, you can have so many like different feelings
yeah.
About what home can be.
Definitely.
And also look at that.
Home sweet. Home is where happiness lives. That is, what are they called? A doorstop? A draft excluder?
Are you asking me? Really?
Well, anyway, it's a lovely cushion that goes under the door.
Yeah, just to stop the wind, you know, from the...
Yeah, a draft excluder, I think.
I don't know.
Home is where happiness lives. Oh, that's true.
Isn't it?
It's funny how, like, where you spend the most time isn't necessarily where you consider home, though. Like, we lived in Dublin until I was, like, 7, and then we moved to Wexford.
Okay.
And, like, I never considered Wexford home. I always considered that we were, like... blow-ins there, I suppose, maybe because my family were all in Dublin and stuff, and then I just loved Dublin so much I just wanted to come back, like, so yeah, I don't really have any homey feelings when it comes to Wexford, like
at all?
No, well, see,
you had some sense, some different, maybe.
Yeah, I loved the house that we lived in Wexford. Loved that house because, like, it was full of animals and stuff when I was growing up, and I was really into my animals, my pets, in case that's not obvious. Aww, with the cats.
Of course.
But my mom had to sell that house like a few years ago. She just like downsized. It was a huge house. It was too big for two people. Well, like, yeah, 3 or 4 years ago. Oh. And like, I cried my eyes out when we were leaving that house and stuff. So like, I definitely don't consider Wexford home now, if that makes sense.
Yeah, but, like, no, it does. I mean, because it was your house because of that house.
Yeah.
So like,
it wasn't ever like particularly happy times for me though, like living in Wexford, like... Mm. My early childhood was really happy, but like when I started like becoming more like feminine, but like had to live as a boy and stuff as I was growing up, like,
yeah, of course.
I don't know. I think I just like unfairly kind of associate Wexford with a lot of those emotions and stuff.
And do you feel like the moving to Dublin was like different? Like there was like a different.
Well, yeah, because like I told my family
around
when I was leaving school, like that was when I told my family I was trans and I was going to transition. So. Like, okay. I came straight back to Dublin then. Like, I came to Dublin and introduced myself as, like, somebody who was transitioning, you know, and wearing girls' clothes and stuff like that. So,
yeah.
It does feel like here was, like, where I... it's so wanky to say, but, like, where I found myself or whatever, you know?
No, but it is. I mean, like,
I'm cringing.
I know. No, but, like, look, I think that the naive things are, like... the most true ones, you know. Mm-hmm. What I mean, like, even if they are naive, like those sentences, they really represent the truth sometimes.
Yeah,
and
do.
Even like if they are
cheesy,
well, just let's accept the cheesy and naive things. Well, it was the same for me when I came to Dublin.
Yeah,
like Dublin just gave me like, but I think that when you leave a place you can really like for another place, you can really recreate yourself.
Definitely.
So you're away from those dynamics that you were going through in the past.
Totally.
Like for me, for example, in Rome, when I left Rome, I was a lawyer, you know, I was going to be a lawyer.
Yeah.
I was like singing a little bit, but I didn't feel like fully ready to do that. Then moving here in Ireland, that really gave me like the opportunity to... believe that I could be a singer, a musician.
Did you move here to practice law then originally?
I moved here for an Erasmus traineeship, so to work in a company for 4 months.
I didn't know that. I thought you came here for music.
No, I came here for, well, I came here to learn English, first of all.
Okay.
I did the application to do the Erasmus. I found the company. I won the scholarship. I found a company. Actually, I was looking for a company in England, in London.
Okay.
And I wanted to work in copyright collecting societies, like IMRO here.
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't find any company that was accepting me there. Just because, like... I don't know, really. Like, I'm just telling you, like, I come for free. Just let me come. Like,
yeah,
it was
yeah.
impossible to find. And then through, like, some friends, I found this company that was in Dublin, though.
Okay.
And then when I was in Dublin, of course, Dublin is full of music. And I was always looking for music. And then I just decided to do the conservatory here. And that's when everything really started to be more serious. Because before, it was, like, more like an hobby.
Yeah, yeah.
But I felt that like moving in Dublin gave me the opportunity to be more free, to be myself, you know, to be
definitely
away from those dynamics. So I do think that when you change place, there is a sense of liberation a little bit. You feel lighter.
Yeah.
And more able.
You know, the way people give out about Dublin and say that like, oh, it's so small. It's such a small city and stuff like that. And I'm like, okay, fair enough. But I'm also like, there's loads going on if you look for it.
Yeah,
like,
there is
there's loads of different scenes all over Dublin.
Yeah, like underneath as well, no?
Definitely.
I think so. When I moved here from Rome, that it's like a very big city,
of course. Yeah.
I really liked it because it was small, but not too small. It was like the right size.
I think so. It's the right size for me anyway.
I appreciate Dublin, seriously, as much as I appreciate Rome. And just starting to like feel, you know, everything is as it's bad and good things. So,
of course, yeah.
I feel home here as well, as much as I feel in home in Rome, as much as I feel home in Calabria.
Mm.
And I also like lived in Spain for 1 year, and like when I'm with Spanish people, I feel home as well. It's weird. Like, I feel the feeling of home is very...
Do you think Spanish people are, like, culturally similar to Italian people?
So similar. Are they? Okay. So similar. Imagine yesterday I went to do some rehearsal with a friend that we have, like, a wedding to do tomorrow. Mm-hmm. And he... did a soap of courgette soup, and he gave it to me when I was going home with a little bit of bread. You know, it was like
so sweet.
This would have happened in Italy so easily.
Just feeding each other and
yes,
stuff.
Yes, feeding each other. Mm. It's crazy. Like, yeah. We're, and like, just
is
showing
this why
you
try and force crepes on me all the time?
Yes, yes, because that's how we share, we show love. You know what I mean?
I show love by forcing my cooking on people too. Yeah,
you do a lot, and you cook a lot. So, like, I feel that there is like a very good connection between me and you, Leila. I really, really I admire agree. You even more because of that, because of your cooking skills.
I admire you a lot too. Because I'm an Irish person, I can't receive a compliment, by the way. I've never been to Italy, you know.
What?
Never.
No, it's not true.
It's true.
Really?
Yeah. I only went to Germany for the first time last year. Like, I'm really untraveled.
Oh my God, you gotta come to Rome. I told you already, you know, I'm gonna have a house soon in Rome. So
I'm
you gotta
so
come.
Broke. If any listener wants to pay for me to go to Rome.
No, but you don't need to, like, just...
I'll have sex with you for money.
That would be a good plan.
I can't even afford my rent now, let alone a flight to Rome.
But look, like, it's not like really, because there are some cheap flights sometimes, you know.
Fair.
Like, it depends if you don't travel, if you don't go during the week, during the weekend. If you travel more during the week, then you will find some cheaper flights. It depends on the period, to be honest. But
to be fair, my holiday days will reset next year. I only have two left this year, and I'm using them for over Christmas, so... But next year I'll have more holiday days, so it's a possibility.
Yes, please, because you don't have to pay for accommodation, because you're going to stay with me.
That is beautiful, yes.
You know what I mean? And then if you want to, you can come to Calabria.
Do you not go to Rome to escape this house, though, and to escape me?
No, absolutely. No, like... I love you, and I love everyone in the house. Really, like, it's becoming
and
like
we
a
love
very
Erin.
Nice place.
She got very annoyed at me. She got very annoyed at me for not mentioning her in the podcast previously.
Really?
Yes.
Well, let's please talk about Erin. Please, okay. Can we change the topic?
Imagine.
I love Erin. Erin is like the light in the dark.
Yeah.
Seriously, she's like such...
dork.
I adore her. Like, you don't understand. Like, apart from that, like, she's been living here for so many years with me. So we shared so much so far. But I really admire her as a person. And every time that, like, apart sharing, you know, happy moments and everything, when I have, like, a little problem, even, like, the most minusculous one, she's always, like, giving the perfect advice. She's such a... The perfect advice that it's, like... the healthier thing to do, she would tell you. You know what I mean? She wouldn't tell you what you want to hear.
I know. That's why I don't ask her for advice.
Yeah.
Erin is my cat mom, my fellow cat mom. We have a cat each.
And the aunt.
And you're the aunt, yes. But yeah, what makes a house a home to you?
What makes a house a home?
Did you start thinking of this house as home the minute you moved in? Or did it take a while?
The thing is that this house changed a lot. Like, there are always people come and go.
Yeah.
So I have to say that I lived like different moments in which I was comfortable because I like the people. Because of course it's like a bet, you know, like you welcome someone in the house and you don't know if you will get along.
Yeah, it's so hard to know.
So sometimes I was feeling a lot like I was home. Like we have a group of ex-housemates that we keep... meeting in August, we went to the wedding of one.
I'm horrifically jealous that you're all friends, to be honest.
Fair, you know what, you should be. No, but
you're like
seriously.
My old housemates. Like, I get it, Louisa.
Oh, I really adore them, but like as much as I adore you, I mean, like
you don't have to, like, you know, that money slacking you.
As much as I adore you, Erin, well, you are my two favorite ones.
You're my two favorite too.
Mm?
You're my two favorite
okay,
too.
Okay,
Well, we're here all the time, is the thing. The others go off for the weekends and stuff like that. Like,
I'm not that much. Like, I'm like on and off, you know, like I go a lot to Italy. I know,
but I feel like you're here at the weekend a lot and stuff. Like, whereas, like, sometimes I feel like the most quality time happens at the weekends in a house.
But I do a lot of kicks in the weekend as well.
I know. Yeah, but we do have great chats, you know, on Saturday night and stuff. Friday nights and stuff. You come home from your gig and then the three of us sit and chat.
That's actually true. Yeah. So wrecked and like chatting around. Like, I really love, but I think that we are, now that we have in the house Lenny and Agnes, the two hairy housemates, we are like more, you know, more in the living room altogether, well, I love sharing what happens in my life with you guys. So
I
feel blessed.
Because I was really nervous moving in here. Like, when I first moved up, I had this like apartment in college that I lived in with my sister and some of her friends. And then my sister and her friends all finished college and some of my friends moved in. And again, it was like people kind of in and out and stuff. And like sometimes you get on with people quite well and sometimes you'd row with people a lot. And I kind of, I was so sick of living with people at that point. Because again, you know, when you're in a college house as well, and the house was horrible, like it was so moldy and stuff. But this house was so much cleaner and more considerate. Like in my old house, it would, like, people would just leave their dishes and stuff. So I moved out of that situation. Then I went into living on my own, which I thought I loved, but I actually think I was struggling a lot with it. But I think I just thought, oh, well, I'm a grown up, so I have to live on my own.
You know, I am a grown up. I'm like the oldest person in this house, and I've been living here for 5 years. So sometimes I felt like, oh, I need to leave like this living situation because of my age. You know, like sometimes you get into those thoughts.
You get in your head. Yeah,
exactly. Yeah. And but it is true as well that the living situation in Dublin, it's impossible. And also, I'm traveling a lot. I'm going a lot in Italy. So sometimes I'm in Italy like for 10 days. Mm-hmm. Then I come back. I go there every month. So like...
Yeah. Oh, it's brilliant when you're gone.
There's some silence inside the house. Not really. I miss you when you're gone. Everyone
is pretty loud. We're all loud. I was going to move my bed around the other day because I was doing the remodel. And it was like after we came back from your gig and it was like 11:30 and I was like, oh, I'm going to move my stuff. And Erin was like, maybe don't. Like, people are asleep. And I was like, oh,
she's very concerned.
I don't even think about that shit. I'm like, nah, I'm awake. Who cares?
I mean, if it's 11, it's still like...
To most people. To us,
most people, yeah. For me, it's like 12.
Yeah, 12, see, 30, noise doesn't ever bother me either. Like, if I was asleep and I woke up to a bit of noise, I'd just turn around and go back asleep. So, like, it doesn't... Too. But I know for some people it's important.
I know, but there are earplugs. I just want to say that, of course, you gotta respect each other's, absolutely. But if you decide... Say, if Dublin forces you to live with 8 people, you have to like rise up your tolerance towards everything.
Yeah, oh, definitely, definitely. Were you saying that you lived alone there? Sorry, before.
No, actually, I was gonna say no. I always shared many people because I've been living here for five years now. Before I was living with one girl. Well, then there was her boyfriend all the time, so we were 3 actually, and I didn't agree about that. But before I was like with 2 girls, actually during COVID when I went to Italy, I was living by myself in a house. But so far, I've never been living by myself, just completely alone. Mm-hmm. Just those 3-4 months when I was in Italy during COVID, when I was like living W because I didn't want to stay away from my family at the time. So, but really, never like really like lived by myself that much.
Do you think you'd like it?
I don't think so, to be honest. I like sharing. I'm a very social person. I'm a very social person.
Me too.
So I like the interaction.
I found it so hard living alone. Like I'd light up when a friend came over or something. And then like when they'd be like, oh, I'm going to go. I'd be like, no, stay the night. I couldn't let them go.
I mean, it's nice probably, but also because you have your own space and everything. But I think it's... it's kind of healthier living with someone else.
Yeah, well, I was so nervous moving in here because I was going from living on my own to living with 8 other people. And I was like, oh, this is going to be so hard and all that kind of stuff. And then I realized that, like, when you're in a living situation where, like, you're all kind of respecting each other and cleaning up after yourselves and all that kind of stuff.
It's a good
lovely.
Training. It's lovely. As well. Yeah, it's lovely and it's a good training as well, like, to be, like, considerate of the others around.
Yeah, I just have to, like, meet my husband and get him to move in here with me and then I'd have everything I need.
That's it. All you need.
I hope my husband knows that I want to live with 8 people, 8 other
people.
Yeah,
that would be fun. Like, imagine, like, it's actually like living in a community at the end of the day. Oh. It's very similar to, like, that type of living.
I dream of living in a commune. Like, dream of it. Now, I'd rather have...
Sorry, a commune.
It's yeah, called, I'd rather have more than one room. Like, I'd rather have a sitting room, my own sitting room. Mm-mm. My own bathroom and my own bedroom. But then other than that, I could live in a commune.
That's it. You know?
That's what I was really nervous about, sharing a bathroom. But
yeah,
the fact that it's just like us two girls and then a guy who like doesn't really have that much shower stuff and everything. We never really fighting for the bathroom.
Yeah,
so that's good.
Absolutely.
You know, guys are just so easy in terms of that. Like they just need shower gel.
Yeah, that's it.
Something for
very,
their hair.
Very, very quick.
And, that's it. Yeah.
And they're quick.
And so me and you have those massive baskets full of shite in that shower.
In the shower, like
body scrub.
Sorry, Dave.
Multiple. Yeah, sorry, Dave. I told him he could put stuff in my one if he could find room. And I don't think he could. So.
But he can even get one, like, to handle somewhere. Maybe. I don't know if there is space.
I don't think there is space. But yeah.
I like it.
So, like, do you see yourself, big question now, but do you see yourself,
okay,
like,
I'm gonna get prepared
where do you
for
see
that.
Yourself settling down, if that's the word, like, in the future?
I thought about the phrase settling down.
Which is a shit phrase.
Which actually, like, turn there.
Mm-hmm.
You see the red and white
never
sticker?
Settle.
That was there when I moved.
Mm-hmm.
And in the, like, I was keep looking at it. I was like, I wouldn't take it off. I'm just going to leave it there. You know, some things that you just leave them there.
Exactly, yeah.
It's not that I don't want to settle down. It's not about that. But, and I think about it a lot. I was going through very, very big crisis, even because I didn't know where I wanted to live.
100%.
If I wanted to live in Dublin or if I wanted to live in Rome or maybe not even Dublin, not even Rome.
Yeah.
So lately, and I've been like... thinking that I needed to take a decision, you know, I needed to like decide.
Yeah.
What life is showing me every day more is that if I trust the moment, it's not, I'm not saying that you shouldn't have plans or you shouldn't have projects. I do have projects and everything, but what does it mean to settle down? What does it really mean? Like,
no
it's
idea.
Just... I think it's a lot of social pressure of like you have to like at some point in your life you have to settle down.
100%.
What does that mean?
But like that was like, I don't know, because like society used to be this like, sorry now I just said society, it's gonna get big. But it used to be like
sorry,
these communities of people like and like multiple people living in the same house and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And I don't know if it's the same in every country. I used to date a guy from Algeria and he said it wasn't the same there. But like here, it's like, okay, then you have to find a partner, live with them. If you don't find a partner, live on your own.
Live on your own,
Move just two of you and your kids and nobody else. And everyone has to be isolated.
Yeah,
and
it's very isolating.
Have their separate private lives or whatever. I don't like that. Like,
and then
no.
You see so many people struggling, like even couples struggling because of all the big, enormous, I don't want to say like... job, but like having kids and raising them, it's very
all
hard in terms of like economically talking, first of all. And like you are alone, you're just the two of you because they taught you that you have to be just the two of you raising those kids. While like in common situations, would you say commune?
People help, communal
situations. Situation. People help each other, really. And that's like lovely. So I think that this isolation is just, I don't think it works.
No, I don't think it's where happiness lies. Like, personally.
I think you should create your own family the way you want. You know what I mean?
Definitely. And maybe for some people that will be a husband and wife with
kids.
Yeah,
exactly.
But I don't think it's for everyone the way it's pushed to be. Like, there's something wrong with you if you can't make this succeed or whatever.
Exactly. And I did think about that a lot because, of course, I felt the pressure of like having to find, but that's what I'm saying, like even this settle down and like having to find someone to create a family. But what am I going to do? Like living my life, waiting for that thing to come into my life 100%. And like waste my life looking for something that maybe never come to my life. And maybe it's not meant to be for me. Like maybe I'm meant to be like something else. You know, I want to be just... whatever life is bringing me, trying to like to follow my values, to listen to myself, first of all, to be like good with myself and then with others, but without anyone telling me that's the right way.
Definitely.
That's the way you should go.
Definitely. Also, if you subscribe to this thing of like, oh, it's just going to be you and your husband forever or whatever, like what if that breaks down? What if that doesn't work out? Then you're like, I think that's why so many people like, who have like late divorces, right, like in their 40s or the 50s, they it's like the end of their world has fallen out because they've signed up for this.
Yeah,
like they subscribed to this way of life that isn't going to work for them anymore. And it's like,
but I don't think that just one person can fulfill your life, you know?
No
like,
way.
It's beautiful if it happens, like, but in reality, I don't think it's even pass me the word healthy, you know? Like,
yeah. I want to be like, well, I see myself being in a monogamous relationship where like it's just the two of us, but like I will be out with my friends all the time and doing stuff, and like my house, like my I always say, you know, the Spice Girls line, if you want to be my lover, you got to get with my friends, because
of course
I want my friends to be able to have keys to my house and come in and out as much as they want, and like our lives to all be intertwined. I don't want to see them once a month and be like, what's going on with you?
They are not friends. Exactly. They are family. You know, they really become like part of your world. And
definitely.
Of course you don't want to. And it happens so often that like then you close, when you find like a partner, you close yourself from the out. But I think that it's kind of a red flag, you know?
Definitely. I'm so insulted. I've had a few friends that did stuff like that. Like when they got into a relationship, I barely saw them, and it's so insulting because it's like, was I just like a placeholder then until you found someone? Like, how disrespectful.
I think it's like people are just very
cunts,
but freaking bastards. No, like reality is that probably those people weren't meant to be in your life that much, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
in terms of those ones that are still in my life is because they are meant to be in my life. And if they decided to go for another path and not and cutting some friendships, I think they have to grow more. Maybe. Sometimes I do. I to be honest, I like to decide that it's like that because I think life it's kind of easier to accept when because life is full of
you think
terrible
some
things.
Big plan. Yeah.
So it actually like make things a little bit lighter when you think like, okay, that happened. But even in life, go through life, you see like bad things happened and then you see where those bad things lead you in.
Yeah.
And they make sense in a way.
Yeah,
you know,
well, why was I born a boy?
Because you were meant to become the beautiful person that you are now. You wouldn't have like have all these beautiful confidence and the capacity of listening to yourself and transmitting it to the other ones. I think that's the way you gotta see it. I always like think that
I like that
there is so much braveness, like
bravery.
Sorry, I told you that my English is not good.
Okay.
There's so much bravery in like being able to listen to yourself and decide what you want to do despite the way you look. It is so strong. Seriously.
I like to think that I'm like a cynic and that I don't believe that everything happens for a reason, but like I think I do, because
I think you do.
I think if you don't believe in like that there's like some sort of like destiny or whatever, then yeah, you would just be really depressed because like but even like some things, you know, like I was struggling so much before, even I felt like, just little examples, like when I moved out of my flat, I had like 2 or 3 months where like I was couch surfing and really struggling to find anywhere before I came here. And then when I first got this room, I was like, oh, I've compromised so much because I wanted to live alone and I wanted to, and I'm going to hate this and I'm going to hate living with all these people and everything. And I fucking love it. I'm happier than I ever was in my old flat. Yeah. Like, it's mad the way things work out sometimes.
Yeah. Even when you don't expect them to work. Yeah. Even if you think that like, oh, that it's bad, but not really. Like, I think that it's very, I think it's good to trust. Yeah. To trust what comes into your life.
Also, like so many of my challenges and stuff, like I think if you were looking at it in that way of like, oh, you know, there's a bigger plan. It's like I'm really good at fighting now for myself and stuff like that in a good way. And like
that's
demanding respect and stuff like that. And I think that's the skill that I really value.
And that you mastered and then you actually transmit it to others as well. Even if you're not conscious about it, you really like transmit this capacity of like stand up for yourself to others as well that are around you. Even
well, that just would people be, that know that you. That would be nice to think.
It's not like it's a reality. It's like this.
Maybe the topic should have been destiny.
yes.
Yeah.
Or trust the universe.
Yeah. The universe.
There's so much about that right now. Can I, maybe, do you want me to ask a question?
Yeah, you ask a question. I love when a guest asks a question.
Okay, you're ready for this?
Yeah.
Okay. No, I don't have a question.
That wine has
gone
straight
to you.
Don't
like,
have
wait.
A question.
Let
you
me
had
drink.
One.
I want to have it, but so many are coming to my mind.
Thank you, Pluto, if you're listening for the wine. It's the bottle
it's
you got
so
me for
nice.
My birthday, and it's gorgeous, actually. Oh. It's very nice. And nice. It was very fancy as well. There was glass.
Yes,
cork in it.
Glass cork.
Must have been expensive.
Okay, so do you think that the people around you can really create a better place for yourself? Like, how much do you value whoever is around you? How good do you pick the people that are around you?
Oh, I'm so fussy about who I let in. And like I had a friend point that out to me a while ago. He was like, I never noticed until I started to notice that like there's not that much of a difference between you interacting with someone who you trust and who you don't. I don't know if this is making sense. I can't remember how he phrased it, but basically he was like, when I meet someone, I either like I love this person and I'm going to tell them everything, or I'm like slightly different, where I like I'm still really nice to them and stuff like that, but I'm a bit more standoffish and stuff like that, like because. I'm not a private person, but like I'm very fussy about who I've been
who
hurt a lot before.
Your,
yeah, okay. Who gets into my bubble and stuff. Yeah.
Yeah.
And sometimes I have to just feel around with someone as well before I decide like whether I like them and trust them and stuff like that.
And do you think that you have like a good how do you say a good
judge of character?
Yeah.
I'm gonna suck my own dick for a second, but like I think I'm such a good judge of character.
Okay.
It's very rare that I'm wrong about someone.
That's a
nice skill to have. Do you think you're a good judge of character?
I think I am, but sometimes I really when I meet someone and my instinct is telling me no, I always like to give more opportunities to people, but reality is that I shouldn't. So like my first instinct is right, but sometimes I don't follow it.
Oh no, you don't listen to your gut, like.
Yeah, sometimes I don't. Because I always want to, I don't know, I know it's stupid like in a way, but I always want to like...
give the benefit of the doubt.
Yeah, which is stupid though, because...
Well, I don't know, like your time and your energy is very precious, I think. And like if you're giving it away to the wrong people, then...
I know.
You're just not going to be... happy, you'll be exhausted.
Yeah, absolutely. But I think that it's also a lot to do with the certain dynamics that maybe you see that they are familiar.
Yeah.
And then like you kind of accept them because you leave them in the past.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense.
You know what I mean? Like, yeah. And then you feel, oh yeah, this sounds, it's familiar, so I'm going to welcome it because it gives me this sense of familiarity.
Yeah.
But maybe it's like that familiar toxicity.
It's the same pattern that you've been in before that you didn't like. Yeah.
So I think that happens.
Yeah, often. Definitely. Sometimes like, I love a big, well, you probably know that from meeting some of my friends. I love someone with a huge personality.
Yeah.
And sometimes it takes me a while to be like, oh, you're behind your huge personality, you're a cunt. but that rarely happens, to be fair. I usually find the people with the biggest personalities are actually really kind underneath it.
Yeah.
If they're not putting on a show.
Yeah, exactly. I think that they are just very, maybe those ones with the bigger personality are just allowing themselves to be exactly who they are.
That's it. They just don't have any shame or
weird. Yeah. Maybe they are maybe being like seen as being weird, but they are just being themselves. So maybe like other people wouldn't like allow themselves to be like so much themselves because it's kind of risky, you know, like it's kind of like exposing.
You get so drawn to somebody who like you feel is just being their authentic self though. Like it's like one of the best things for building relationships, I think, because if I feel that they're like somebody doesn't have their guard up or like that they're hiding themselves or whatever, I'm just so relaxed with them. Like, and then you can form a friendship instantly sometimes.
Exactly.
There's some friends who like, even I've met like this year, like Jillian, you know, my friend, like I only met her this year and like immediately she actually came on the podcast.
Aww.
And then afterwards, we'd met a couple of times before that, but afterwards we went for a drink and I was just like, oh my God, I just love this girl. And then
she's fantastic.
Instantly bond. She doesn't listen to the podcast now, so I don't know why I'm complimenting her. But
we will tell her to listen to it.
Yeah, we'll tell her to listen to this episode.
But I think that it's kind of like the people that are like more comfortable with themselves because probably they went through something, you know, they had like more the opportunity to listen to themselves and to be more themselves.
Yeah, and that's a very attractive trait, I think.
Very, very attractive because it gives you like a little bit also the wanting to be like you as well, like so yourself.
Yeah, definitely.
That's all.
Yeah, and you feel like there's not going to be any surprises with them either.
Yeah, if the communication is good.
Mm. Okay, so home. In the future.
Yeah, sorry.
No, it's fine. I love totally the episodes where you don't really stay on topic. I love it. I think talking about building relationships and talking about the future is very much on topic for home as well.
Yeah, I agree because like it's home. It's also the people that are making a place. Yeah, being home.
And it's your own happiness and comfort as well. What do you dream about for? Like, I'll give you an example. So for I love compost. I love, you know the way, don't look at me like that.
What do you dream about your life? I love compost.
I do though. Like I have these simple little dreams. You know, I love to cook. Uh-huh. I love chopping vegetables and the process of cooking. It relaxes me so much. And then I love the thought of like, we used to have chickens when I grew up and like getting the eggs fresh from them and then throwing out the vegetable scraps to them and like nothing goes to waste. And then a compost heap where you can just like throw in your and then it becomes soil for gardening and growing vegetables. And I get very
like
it relaxes me a lot to think of all that. I just dream about having a compost heap where I can just like you can't do it in a rented place, like
because it means I think that what you love and what like everyone loves is the fact that there is regeneration of things, so nothing ever dies. You know?
Yeah, but I love the thought of like my home being like where I can do all these things that like that I love. Like I'm not a gardener really, but like there's a lot of gardeners in the family, but I am outdoorsy. Like I do like sitting outside and stuff like that. And like I dream of having a little garden for that reason and stuff and making my compost and having my little chicken and stuff.
So you mean like having a home where there is a garden where you can like grow things?
Yeah, I suppose like, you know, when you're renting and you're thinking about, oh, when I have my own place, this is what I want. Like I always think, I just want a compost heap. What do you think of?
I just want a place where I can make music all the time.
Yeah.
Where I can welcome other musicians to share music.
Definitely.
Where I can like have other musicians coming to perform in the city where I live, in the place where I live, and where we can create music and connect through music. So I need a place that is like where people wouldn't complain for music if we're playing at in the night. So like probably it has to be like a house in the middle of a forest. But that's what I dream about. I think like a place where I can do all the noises that I want and I can have.
That could have a different meaning.
Actually, also that, you know? No, absolutely, absolutely.
I
no,
haven't
I'm
had
serious.
Much sex in this house, to be honest.
Yeah, no, me, yeah, like, well, I've been living here for 5 years, so I am as well, and I like being noisy, to be honest. I love it, and I think it's so much part of the act itself.
Yes.
It's so important that I really need to, like, and
sleep?
I'm a singer. I want to express myself with my voice all the time.
Do you ever sleep with someone and they're really quiet, and, like, you're, like, having sex with them and they're not making any noise, and I'm like, do you hate me? Like, I'm like, what am I doing wrong? Like, tell me. I need someone to, like... Oh, it gets, I'm so in my head, like, because it's just silent. It's just like,
no.
And in my head, I'm like, oh, they hate this. They hate this. They hate me. I am ugly. My vagina stinks.
No, 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 I never had those thoughts. But like, I just keep screaming, to be honest, in terms of like, I'm probably going to be the loudest every time. Very like attached to the...
It can really dampen your creativity to live with people. I know that. Like, I'm lucky that, like, in my creative ventures and stuff, I'm mostly, like, typing and writing and stuff like that. You can do that at any time. But, like, well, for example, like, my ideal for this podcast, because it's supposed to feel like we're in a, you know, we're in, this is perfect. Like, we're in your bedroom.
This
we're comfortable. We're having a little drink. We're having a chat. I love that.
I actually love it.
But, like, I couldn't do this podcast here every day, not because anyone I don't feel would particularly mind, but, like, you'd just be in the way, do you know what I mean? And
why? Why?
Well, like, because I'd want, like, if I'm having, like, a celebrity guest or something, I don't want to sit on my bed with them. Do you know what I mean? Like, I'd want them in my living room or some stuff like that.
Of course, absolutely.
Yeah, if it's a friend, it's grand, you know?
No, absolutely, absolutely.
But...
No, I guess you know.
But yeah, so like ideally in my house, like I'd do something like this, but it would be like in my kitchen. Or, and like the ideal of a show like this, I dream about this all the time. I'm going to lie down and dream and talk. My ideal format for a show would be where I cook dinner. And while I'm cooking, the person sits there and helps me chop and we chat.
Nice.
And then it's probably been done before, but like it's a talk show in my own kitchen. And then we talked about stuff together and we have a few drinks and we eat and we just talk about life. And that's how you interview someone, just in a relaxed way.
Yeah.
So this is like a little micro version of that in terms of like we sit and drink and have chats and stuff like that.
Absolutely.
But like,
because you are actually having an activity together and it's like...
But you're connecting. You're not just sitting there and interviewing someone.
Exactly.
And like in my podcast episodes, I talk to someone as much as... I ask them questions. Like I tell as many stories as I ask from someone because...
Yeah, there is a lot of sharing.
Yeah, because that's what I want to do. I've been on so many podcasts where like they've interviewed me about like my story or whatever and then...
They don't share anything.
Nothing. And you kind of come out of it and you're like... Oh, okay.
Yeah, no, that wouldn't be cool. Just in terms of like... I think that this is much more closer to real life.
This is what
because
I want to listen to. This is the kind of... And like, there are podcasts like this. Obviously, I'm not claiming I invented anything. But like, I love a podcast or a show or whatever, where you feel like people are enjoying the dynamic and sharing with each
themselves,
other.
Mm-hmm. Just like sharing their experiences as they would do.
Yeah. Now, I might have to edit all that out because I sound like a bit of a wanker being like, my podcast was amazing.
No, it's not about that. No, like you are just expressing what your decisions of like, you're just saying like what you decided to do with the podcast and why. Like, why did you
but
decide
like,
to be like creative in this way and the reasons why? And I think it's just an explanation of why you choose
but
that.
But your creativity does get like... It does get curbed from renting, I suppose, and stuff like that. Even like the amount of money I give away on rent every month.
I calculated
them
in like the amount of money that I gave from when I moved to...
Why did you do that?
Just in this house.
Actually,
an ex-housemate did that for me. It was like, you actually spend beep! And...
Was it horrific?
Yeah, very, very
bad. Imagine being able to invest that in our creative ventures, like...
No, but I think that, well, that's the society we live in and we can, I don't know. I would like to.
Well, we could go if we went there. We could talk about that all day.
Yeah, exactly, exactly. Let's not go there. But like, what we can do is just like concentrate on the good things. So whatever like we can do to invest in our creative life, we should. And even like another thing, I think you shouldn't like be so much limited. You shouldn't like limit yourself so much from living with other people. Like, because sometimes you get into your head and think like, oh, I cannot do this because I live with other people. For example, like when I give some singing lessons, so for example, some people don't want to do it online.
Yeah,
I understand the reason why, because it, of course it's better one-to-one.
Definitely.
But they don't because they don't want to do it in the house because they think that they would bother other people. But I think that sometimes we just assume that we bother other the other people
That's
around
true.
Us, you know?
Yeah.
So I think that we stay a lot in our head for those things. Sometimes it's just good to like just try, and if someone's gonna complain, you will see.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
True. Okay. That's well, I'm going to make all the housemates listen to this, and I am the boss now, okay?
I vote for you.
Okay, so yeah, I think that's pretty much it.
Yes.
Do you have anything to ask me? It doesn't have to be on topic. It could be any question ever.
Can you tell me your favorite song when you were a kid?
Good one. How young?
Can you sing it?
Fuck off. Fly me to the... No, I'm joking. What? How young are we talking? I loved like, Shakira when I was really young.
Oh, really? Like, me too.
If I had transitioned at like age 6, my name would be Shakira. Which is a blessing that I didn't, because... Imagine Shakira.
I love Shakira. Shakira.
Yeah, I loved whenever, wherever.
Of course, of course. Do you remember the video?
Together. Yes.
This was like
I still watch it often. But like, I wanted
so
curly blonde hair down to my waist, like she had. Like, I'm getting there. I'm getting
fair,
there.
Fair.
But I'm a bit brighter than Shakira was. But hair wise, I'm not commenting on her personality. But what was your favorite song when you were young?
Mine when I was young.
Yeah.
Fly well, it depends. Me to like I had like when young when.
I don't know. You asked me without giving me a timeline.
Like,
okay, so
like, you can
8 or 9. What's the first song you remember loving? My first one is Whenever Wherever.
8 or 9, I think it was probably a song for an Italian singer called Ornella Vanoni that I used to sing with my mother in the car. Yes, we were like singing together, and like those are very, very nice memories, because I remember when I was so young that I really loved music so much, and singing was making me so happy.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, the song was what was the title? It was like, oh god, there are so many lyrics in the song that I cannot remember. I remember the melody.
Just sing a little bit. I'm only joking, you don't have to sing if you don't want to. Well, you can if you want to, but I'm not.
I haven't singing
for
a little
bit. You'd give
me
a free concert.
But I should like bring this one to my gigs.
Yeah, that'd be special.
Yeah.
And next, my next live podcast, I'm going to perform Whenever Wherever in her outfit.
Let's do it. Absolutely. No.
Oh, I do have a proposal though.
Yeah,
okay, so obviously you run Lulu's Jazz Club.
Yes.
Which is a great place to go, by the way. Anyone listening, Pre-Drinks at Layla's.
Yes.
Sometime we should have like a live podcast show where you do a little concert, and then we sit down to do an interview, and then you do some more songs,
oh,
and we can have a band, and I could interview everyone in it and stuff.
Oh my god, that would be beautiful.
A few musicians and stuff.
Let's do it.
Let's make that a plan for 2024. Yeah, Whelan's are the show.
It's
Bernard
okay.
Show
like it's Bernard Show. Exactly, that it's a little bit bigger.
They're our home, so
I kind of
have
beautiful.
To stay there.
Let's do that.
Yeah, let's make that a plan for 2024.
Absolutely.
And then I'm so excited for the single, the 14th of December.
15th.
Oh, sorry.
15th
My podcast
Friday.
On the 14th of December, yes.
And you got a release on Friday, I learned. So yeah, on the 15th of December on every
so
platform.
So people will come to my live podcast episode on the 14th of December,
mm-hmm.
and I'll remind them, and then they'll wake up on the next morning and download the single.
Yes.
I've heard it. It's very good. I've seen a clip of the music video. I'm
thank
excited.
You, love.
And yeah, so I'm going to do my thank yous.
Thank you so much to Niall Duggan, my gorgeous producer. He's not here today because it'd be a bit weird if there was a man sitting sitting on your bed with us. No, I'm only joking. You're very welcome, Niall.
Yeah, absolutely.
But yeah, he's just fabulous. And I don't think I say that enough. Thank you to DJ Succulent for my music. Love ya. Thank you to the Bernard Shaw for being our home, even though we're not here. Thank you to our landlady. No, I'm joking. Thank you, Louisa, for coming. No, thank you for listening. I know I took a little break there for a while, but I'm back. I just went a bit mad. My head was just a bit all over the place. I needed to not do interviews for a while. But I'm back. And I'm doing... We're getting to episode 30 and then I'll take a break. Anyway, this is all very boring. Thank you, Louisa, so much for coming on. I'm so glad we can make this work.
No, seriously, me too.
And thank you for giving me your evening.
Thank you for like... And my...
Your bed.
Actually, yes. Thank you so much for having me. It's such an honor to like chat with... No, seriously, I'm so honored to be like in your podcast. And I really, really, really admire you a lot.
Oh, well,
for what you're doing, seriously.
Ditto. And you'll be back on. We'll definitely do another episode sometime where we chat
Please.
Yes. Okay, until next time. Bye.
Bye.